Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home, at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. Now for our special guest.
Hi everyone, I'm Lynn Singer. I was a successful voiceover actress in New York City for over 20 years. Now, I'm a voice and acting teacher who hounds her students with artistic techniques and motivation everywhere. In my studio, at Yale, at NYU, in the New School, Jean Frankel's studio, the Middle East, Europe, and most recently with Terry Schreiber. Today I'm talking about the use of vowels and consonants in voiceover auditioning and performance. Vowels carry the emotion and the music, while consonants carry the intent and the meaning. With most people, either their vowels are more meaningful or their consonants are more meaningful. But to get the vowels and consonants in order and to really use them, you have to work the muscularity of the tongue. For the vowel, you're using the bulge of your tongue. There's high front vowels and high back vowels. For consonants, the tongue touches different parts of the mouth. For instance, the z is made from the friction on the upper back molars. Rudolf Steiner wrote a book called Speech and Drama. He said that each vowel at the bottom had a particular weight and feeling, but I think most people don't know how to use the vowels to feel that bottom. And yet if we did, it would transform our language and our connection to the language. It would transform us. Connecting to your voice and language allows you to connect more fully to who you are and to your power and beauty. I love to memorize poetry, just so that I can feel the poet in me. In poetry, when you really allow yourself to go into a line of poetry and really use the vowels and the consonants, the poetic values, the onomatopoeia, the alliteration, the assonance, a whole other person comes out. Try it and look for who you really are or who you may become. Are you ever afraid to speak before you audition? Being afraid to speak publicly or in your studio is not just something that can tank a promising career. The fear of speaking impacts our relationships and our mental and physical well-being. Our connection to self is highly compromised. We lose our ability to think and speak clearly. Our creativity is shut down, and our bodies react in often uncontrollable ways. First, clarity of thought. Being afraid to speak sets up circumstances that cloud our thoughts. The thoughts race, and we are in doubt, judging ourselves, second-guessing even our well-practiced ideas. In auditions, this can be paralyzing, leading to backtracking, always looking over our shoulder. Poor takes. Secondly, clarity of communication. When we're afraid to speak, we might stutter or stammer, repeating ourselves. We're unable to speak clearly. We're unable to hear clearly. We're consumed with how we will appear to others, consequently not making sense of what is being said. The child mind may become activated, oversensitive, and misinterpret situations. Or our frustration gets the best of us and we blurt out in anger. Wrapped up in worry and tongue-tied, we create the very thing we fear, to be seen as foolish and confused, less intelligent, and not capable of standing in ourselves. Weak. Silence to many indicates consent. If the mind races in fear and the words are not forthcoming, others may fill in words we've been reluctant to produce. Are those the words, the ideas, the feelings we would choose? Possibly not. Hurt and resentment and worse can result. 3. Creative responses cannot find us when we're busy worrying. Creativity lives in breath. Fear stops our breathing, shutting down the passageway to our gifts. Reeds become dry, devoid of the exquisite connections we're capable of. Humor possibly is present, but more than likely dripping with the tightness of our breath. We want to dance and we trip. We wish to sing and we croak. We long to dazzle and we fizzle out. Fourth, physical stability. We sweat, and fear can be so striking that dizziness or confusion sets in very quickly. Cold feet and cold hands are symptoms of fear, as is an adrenaline drop or surge. Blood pressure, too, can drop or soar. Wobbly knees, shakiness or cramps in hands and feet, fluttering eyes, head hanging, and sudden aches and pains in the lower back, nervous stomach, dry mouth, tightness in the throat. The list is long with symptoms of our body reacting to our fear. These simple breathing exercises done every day, and especially before an audition or session or a conference with an important client, will help relax your mind and your body. First, sitting in a chair, allow your arms and legs to dangle and your head to drop back. Visualize yourself, a rag doll, with no bones. Slow your breathing to a count of four, four in and four out. Focus on relaxing your mind and body through your breathing. While sighing and making easy sounds, savor the moment of letting go. Continue until the body and mind is calm. In the booth, or before the microphone, standing tall, with feet shoulder-width apart, allow your arms and legs to feel their weight. Plant your feet deep into the ground. Tucking your chin into your chest, roll your body down to the floor, softening your knees slightly. Allow yourself to completely let go, fingers touching the floor. Notice if it feels much easier to breathe into your belly. Stay in this position until you feel a release, and when coming up, do so very slowly. Repetition of these exercises will help grow your connection to your voice and your confidence. Slowing down is so worth the time. This is Lynn Singer. Thanks for listening. You can find me at lsvoiceworks.com, on Facebook and Twitter. Goodbye and good luck.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for Voice Talent membership today.